Welcome to Live with Blackhawk Nation.
An inside look at SEC men's and women's athletics. Brought to you by Standard of Beaverdale, a locally owned business. Standard offers the highest quality services and products to customers. For building products, appliances, and tools, count on Standard of Beaverdale, located in West Burlington. Now, here's your host, Michael Braskowski.
This week on Live with Blackhawk Nation, sponsored by Standard of Beaverdale, we talk with new men's and women's cross-country coach, Mike Polly, as he discusses what he's looking forward to most about taking over the program.
Just a chance to help it grow and to keep, Southeast Iowa's got a lot of decent distance runners, so maybe a chance to let the kids stay close to home for a couple years and keep running.
Last year was the first season of men's and women's cross country at Southeastern Community College. It was highlighted by a national meet appearance by Dalton Ellingbow. New head coach Mike Polly gives an outlook on the second season of cross country at Southeastern.
I'd like to see us to where we can compete pretty well. We're not going to probably compete with somebody like Iowa Central because of the type of kids they bring in. But I'm hoping we can consistently get the team down to nationals. And help the kids to improve on their times and just help them in those ways.
The Southeastern men's and women's cross-country program will be in good hands under Mike Polly, who spent 5 years coaching at Wapello High School. Mike is no stranger to Southeastern Community College. He's a math instructor at SEC. He'll also be joined by Ralph Kaufman as they look to build on the foundation laid by Mike Klesner, who steps aside after starting the Southeastern Cross Country program that last season saw freshman Dalton Ellingbow qualify for the national meet in Garden City, Kansas. For Live with Blackhawk Nation, sponsored by Standard of Beaverdale, I'm Michael Braskowski.